This morning, get all the big stories in the world of sports. Fresh, fresh, and on point. On point. As you drive along, Sports Drive.
Weekdays, 9 a.m.
Exclusively on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Sports news on Sports Drive, right here on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Welcome to Sports Drive. My name is Ajiri, and yes, you can call me the Sports Goddess. Right now, we are here to take you through Sports Drive this morning. It's a beautiful Tuesday, so we'll take a look at all the sports what's happening around the country. Then we go to Europe and take a look at what's going on in Cincinnati. What's Murray up to? What the usual suspects are really up to when it comes to tennis? But let's go straight and start off from Bayelsa State. We know that the governor himself has begun to dish out cash rewards to winners from the state. And I think this period is quite a good one for Bayelsa State. They had both the men and women's team win the ITO Cup, so that was really good. But before we get into all of that, very good morning to you, Prince Will Osemaya. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Odiri. Good morning, sport fans. What a day to hail from Bayelsa State.
Oh, yeah. And I really like what the governor did. Like, he gave 4 million naira to the silver medalist in wrestling, Blessing Oborodudu. Now, I don't know if Odunayo had won, maybe she would have gotten the same thing. I don't know, but I'm thinking he's particular about those from his state, right?
Yeah.
So Blessing gets 4 million naira, and the footballers get
1 million.
Their coaches
1.3 million,
and the players who were not registered but were in the team got 500,000 naira. That's quite good. Now, remember when we had this argument about paying the coaches more than the players,
than the athletes? The chairman of the board of both Bayelsa United and Bayelsa Queens,
they got 1.5 million.
That's so the chairman. Then the other board
why are the others getting more than the players? Why are the administrators getting paid more than the players? That is a big question I have this morning. Maybe you guys at home listening, you can help me out, because it's confusing to me. 80% of the work is done by the players. Some people say the harder you work, the lesser you earn. I don't know, maybe that's what's happening, but that is to me, that's warped. That's upside down, because you're doing the work, you're doing the players. It's telling me that we still are not giving the proper recognition to the proper stakeholders. Well, we'll get to Prince Will to have a say on this matter, but of course, don't forget, the lines to call us on is 0700-951-0000, because right now we will seem that the group or the echelon or the whole of the leaders in our country actually give more credit to the administrators of sports and the coaches and not the athletes, not the players. So I have a problem with that. I think it's something that needs to be addressed. Now, I will try and get in touch with someone who can talk to us about it during the week. So we'll just hold our breath on that one and see what we can get from that. But for today, we're asking you, what are your thoughts on that? Some of you that came in and said, well, you think that the coaches make the players work. But I don't know if it's fair. Really. But of course, the phone lines are open, 0700-951-0000. Hello, finally. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Paul from Lokogoma.
All right, Paul, let's hear you.
I think you would have complained if we are not meeting up with the global standard. What
okay.
does FIFA rule say? Let us look into that.
No. Hold on. Let's take it little by little. You say the FIFA rule says something about rewards to players and athletes, right?
and the coach.
Yeah, so let me hear what your thoughts are, please. So what is the rule that FIFA said?
No, that is what I'm saying. I don't know.
Okay.
That we're only dissecting.
Bros, let's take an example. Let's tear a page out from what happens in Europe, please.
Yeah.
How much does Paul Pogba earn? How much does Ole Gunnar Solskjaer earn? How much does Bruno Fernandes earn? Let's take a page out of Europe.
The issue of earning is different from allowances. Because they are giving them.
I hear a new one every day.
It's not their payment.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that the coach is alone. The total amount of money paid to the players is far more than that of the coach. The coach, how many coaches?
You're coming from a summation of the amount.
They assembled them.
Oh, now I get your point.
They assembled them. They have the acumen. They know what and what to do, who is to play, who is not to play. So it's the engine room. So the coach should collect more than that.
The chairman of the team.
Okay, so you disagree with the chairman of the team, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Because this is allowance, it's not the salary.
Thank you so much. When he sees the city like that, he's right. But it will seem like they had a logis. But let's not get lost with all of this. Let's listen to the governor himself, Toyo Diri, how he, of course, gave out the rewards to these players.
ITO Cup men and women, players at the top 25 registered level will receive a sum of 1 million naira each. Other players will receive the sum of 500,000 each. The chairmen of both teams, Bielsa Queens and Bielsa United, will receive the sum of 1.5 million naira each. And our technical advisors, the chief coaches of both clubs, will receive the sum of 1.3.
Okay, so you guys heard it. Chairman of the clubs will receive 1.3, and
chairman 1.5.
1.5.
Coaches
1.3. Unregistered players 500,000, and the players who registered 1 million for that one. So we're asking you about that. But before we go back to the phone lines, and don't forget, guys, on the WhatsApp you can reach us on 0809-993-0137. Now, before we go to the phone lines, I would like to take a look at some other stories. We have the World Athletics has confirmed Tony Okowa as the officially recognized president of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria. World Athletics has received information from both elections, and based on the information provided, we are now working with the board elected in Abuja. The meeting in Abuja was attended by the most voting members plus the National Olympic Committee, and is the board with whom the National Olympic Committee dealt with for the purpose of entering his team to the Olympic Games. World Athletics Head of Communications Nicole Jeffrey said in a statement, and let's not go into all of that. I'm glad that finally they have clarified who the president of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria is, and now we can move forward. Surely we can.
Do we know whether Gusau will lie low? That's the thing now.
No. It doesn't matter if Gusau will lie low or not. Yet he can take his grievances to CAS. He can take it to. He can appeal to the World Athletics and do all that. But he shouldn't hamper or hinder the job of the current board. That's the basic issue in that one. So let's go back to the phone lines, guys. We'll start check your messages on the WhatsApp if possible. We're still talking about this football reward given to players of Bielsa United and Bielsa Queens. And we're trying to find out exactly if it's okay to give more to the coaches and to the administrators.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
Annie Joseph.
It's been a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How is work?
Fine, Annie. Welcome to the show. Let's talk.
Yeah, thank you. You see, I wanted to ask the same question you asked for from Lokogoma. Wanted to say, let us now check what is happening abroad. Is it the same way it is happening in Bielsa right now? And I want to know, is it the same way it's happening in every other club in Nigeria? If it works, because I don't see how people, coaches is doing very before coaching is just injury. The players are the ones that are waiting for the game. They are the ones that is fighting. Well, fight boss in the pitch. They are the ones that fight. coaches are to be, I'm not disputing that coaches are not doing much. They are doing much, they are not that we give them time sheets and everything that they are to play out. But then, the work itself is the players that are doing it. It's very disappointing that coaches and the chairman himself, I don't even know why he's to receive more than the coach, even. So it's not the way you're supposed to be. Let us take what is happening every other state. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in, Annie Joseph. Let's go to Prince, who's got some stories in basketball.
All right. Memphis Grizzlies have announced the signing of center Daniel Oturu from Los Angeles Clippers. Oturu, who is of Nigerian descent, appeared in 30 games off the bench and averaged 1.8 points and 1.6 rebounds in 5.4 minutes as a rookie for the Clippers last season. The 21-year-old was selected by the Minnesota Timberwolves with the 33rd overall pick in the 2020 NBA draft out of the University of Minnesota. According to reports, Oturu will earn around $1.5 million annually at his new club.
Well, that's good. I hope that Panza, that's a better move for him. On the WhatsApp portal, Beatrice from Wuse Zone 6 says, that's what I'm thinking about. It's as you're saying, how can a coach earn more than a player? Beatrice doesn't understand. I don't understand either. Let's take a call, then we go back to more stories. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Jamil, calling from Utapu.
All right, Jamil.
Honestly, I want to make it clear, you and some other callers. You see, here in Nigeria, the reason behind that making coach and the management having bigger than the players is for the structure. Because without the structure on ground, I don't think the players can be able to come and even showcase their talent. And
okay, so you're saying that, sorry, I need to follow you. You're saying that the administrators should earn more because they are the ones who set up the structure to make it possible for the players to play.
Exactly.
Okay.
And secondly, when the club went wrong, the first way we focus our satellite is for the coaches, for them to be sacked. So they have to make it clear that if you easily sack them, why don't you pay them well for them to be able to organize the team? Because if these players, they didn't have good coach to manage them, I don't think we will even be happy to watch them and
celebrate
their performance. That's the second thing. And the third one is for the players. Like in Europe, it's your ability as a player to make yourself big, to attract sponsors, that make you earn bigger than the coaches. Not that the coaches just want them to get lower than you, but it's you, as in your brand, that make you get that amount.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in on the show. How big is Ngolo Kanté's brand, Prince Will? I'm sure he earns more than Chukwu does, but I wouldn't want to start the argument right now. But let's take another call. We have caller line 5. Hello. This doesn't sound good, but let's go back to the show. We've got some other stories in tennis. Andy Murray returned to the ATP Tour Monday after last competing at Wimbledon, reaching the second round of the Cincinnati Masters with a beautiful 6-4-6-4 win over Frenchman Richard Gasquet, the three-time Grand Slam champion who owns two titles here and played the 2016 final, has been struggling over the summer with a groin strain. All right, so also we have that brother boy, Jannik Sinner, who turned 20 on a rain-interrupted day, celebrated a win also, and the youngster ranked 15th came good in Cincinnati as he defeated Argentine Federico Del Boni 6-2, 7-5, and we have 34-year-old Italian compatriot Fabio Fognini reached the second round with a 7-6, 6-3 win over Nicolas Basilashvili, that's of Georgia, in a first-time meeting. Also, we have some other updates. Argentine Diego Schwartzman turned 29 on the day, defeating British number one Dan Evans 6-2, 4-6, 6-3 after more than 2 hours. Also, South African Lloyd Harris earned a place in the second round against Tokyo Olympic gold medalist Alexander Zverev as he beats Japan's Yoshihito Nishioka 6-3, 6-4 with the help of 11 aces. That must have been a game. Canadian Felix Auger Aliassime overcame his first round loss a week ago at home to beat Martin Fucsovics 7-6, 6-3 in a match interrupted by the rain, which plagued play all day. Also, there were wins for Dominic Kofa against Jan Leonard Struff 7-6, 5-6. 763. In the women's event, what happened?
In the women's draw, the joint event, Czech's 12th seed Petra Kvitová, a two-time semifinalist, beat 2019 champion Madison Keys 7-5-6-4, avenging a defeat by the American in January 2020 in Brisbane. Roland Garros' finalist Barbara Krejcikova made a singles debut at the Midwest venue as she defeated Russian Daria Kasatkina 6-3, 6-2. Spain's Paula Badosa saved five match points in 2 3/4 hours to get past Petra Matic 4-6, 6-4, 7-6. And next takes on third seed and Montreal semifinalist Arina Sabalenka. Swiss Jill Tekman stopped Romania's Sorana Sestia 6-2, 6-0. Former French Open winner Yelena Ostapenko advanced past Slovene Tamara Slanzek 7-5-6-1. British qualifier Heather Watson put out Alexandra Saznovic 6-2, 3-6, 6-1.
All right, she ended a four-match loss streak that began in Birmingham prior to the Wimbledon. So good one for Heather Watson. I don't know if she can get back into mainstream form. But I hope she does. Let's go straight to the headlines. So we have we have just 2 minutes left before we have to go, guys. And let's see, what can we squeeze in? One or two headlines.
This time from the Nigerian pilot, Federer's career hangs in the balance. That's coming from the Nigerian pilot. And still giving more sports story, Osaka to donate prize money to Haitian earthquake relief efforts. Man City tracking hurdling. AFCON 2022, Eagles may face Egypt, Cape Verde, Comoros. Amian Musa happy after scoring first goal for Fatih Garam-Gumruk. Leicester to keep Harvey Barnes from Liverpool.
All right, let's take a look at the blueprint on the back page. Paralympics to be held without spectators. I think that was expected with the Olympics held without spectators. But I'm wondering, they have started to vaccinate in Japan. So why do they still have rising cases of COVID-19? Anyways, those are the headlines coming in from the blueprint. That's the headline. Just Paralympics to be held without spectators. Okay, so I think we can wrap it up right here on the drive. Thank you guys for staying tuned. We are also on Sports Drive. Tomorrow it will be back same time, 9:10 a.m. And we'll give you the very best of sports and stories making the rounds. Of course, Lukaku had his first interview. We can talk about that at 7 p.m. time for Football Frenzy. And we also get to hear what why Darren Bent fears that Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang could turn into another Mesut Ozil situation at Arsenal. Plus, Martin Keown says to Arsenal, why are you going for James Maddison when you can just head straight for the problem that you need to solve at the club, which is getting a strong guy to screen at the back? That is a person like Wilfred Ndidi. Anyways.
I know I agree with you, Mo. Arsenal need a creative player, not a DM.
Okay. There we go. So you can catch up with all the conversation at 7 p.m. when Football Frenzy comes in. Right now, we hand you over to what's happening at Abuja. Have a fantastic work day ahead. Don't forget to stay safe. But of course, always, always try and make sure that everything when it comes to your hygiene is top-notch.
Weekdays, 9 a.m.
Sports Drive on Nigeria Info.